I don't expect any major announcements from Kevin. I don't.
No way.
But the offense has been abysmal. They have scored, 13, 15, 16, 17, and 18 points in their five games. That's not good enough. We all know that. The changes have to happen on the offense. Whether they're changes that we will notice, whether they're subtle changes in scheme, in blocking, in the types of plays they're calling, whatever it is, there has to be some kind of a change. If you're looking for bigger stuff, Scott Petrak laid some things out for us. Scott from the Chronicle-Telegram was just with us on Baskin and Phelps. Here's what he had to say.
To me, there's three major moves you can make. One would be to change quarterbacks, which Kevin Stefanski said yesterday he's not going to do. One would be to fire offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, just because for whatever reason the offense isn't working and he's a key part of the changes they made in the offseason. Or the last one would be for Kevin Stefanski to give up play calling. And I've never been an advocate of that. I think he does a good job. But if you're looking at 1-4 and as bad as it is, I think there needs to be one of those major changes. And, you know, it wouldn't stun me if Stefanski changed his mind and gave up the play calling, just because I feel like they need to do something. And personnel-wise, outside of quarterback, I just don't know what you could do.
Andy, I agree with Scott. I think you have to do one of those big three things. And I think the easiest one to do is for Kevin to give up play calling. Now, they're in the building. We're not in the building, as they say. So they know, is the scheme pretty good scheme? Are they calling good plays? Is it just not execution? What is it? And I would think if you're not going to change your quarterback, I agree with Scott. You either need to change the offensive coordinator or change the guy who's calling the plays. And I think Kevin's a good play caller, except 13, 15, 16, 17, 18 points, that's not enough to win in the National Football League.
No.
And after five games, we have a clear pattern here that needs to be changed.
Can I ask you this question? I'm just curious, because you said that's the easiest way to do it. If Deshaun Watson didn't have his contract, would moving him out be the easiest?
I don't know the answer to that. And I say that from this standpoint and this standpoint only. I'm not football savvy enough to look and see if my eyes tell me the quarterback's not playing very well. But is that because of the offensive scheme? Are they? It part of me thinks that they're just trying to put the square peg in the round hole. You know, I mean, they had an offense,
but it seems like they changed the peg by switching out coordinators.
Well, I would agree with that. Let me throw this at you. Last year, on offense, this team averaged 336 yards per game. They're down about 100 yards a game right now. And they were 16th last year. They're now 32nd. They're dead last in yards per game. Last year, the team scored 23.3 points a game. Well, they're down 7.5 points a game. That's significant. They were 10th in scoring last year. Now you're 30th in scoring. I mean, that's significant. You can't roll the same thing out and expect it to work. Now, get better, coach better. Yeah, okay, I'm all for that, except we've been hearing that for like 3 or 4 weeks now. So whatever you're doing isn't working. It's probably time to do something a little more extreme. Do I think a change at quarterback would help? You know what? I do. I do. I would personally love to see Jameis Winston. I would love to see Jameis at quarterback for this team.
You've kind of said that since the beginning of the season, too. You felt that I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you felt like they had a quality backup, that if things weren't going the right direction, that they'd be able to lean on him, right?
I don't know that things would be better with Jameis, but by golly, I see what's going on with Deshaun, and it's not very good. So I personally would love to see Jameis get a chance to play quarterback. That said, I don't know if Deshaun's the problem.
I don't know if he is either.
But I don't think he's been good.
I've seen a lot of wide receivers drop balls that they should have had that
absolutely
could have been touchdowns.
And I see him.
I've also seen some really ugly passes that you're like, how did that happen? And you're like, please tell me it got tipped. And you're like, no.
And we see him, Andy, we see him holding onto the ball too long, too often. Okay, not all the time, but to me, too often. I would love to see a change at quarterback. Except, here's the thing. That's not going to happen, I don't think. Because they're all in.
Yeah,
they are all in. And, Andy, they have to be. I mean, you gave up draft picks galore, and you're paying him top dollar. You have to be all in on him. And you have to try to make this work. I think that's why Alex Van Pelt's not here anymore. And Ken Dorsey is. I mean, clearly the offense was better last year. Now, I know Deshaun was only there for five games of it. But clearly the offense was better even for him last year.
It's hard not to look at the offensive numbers from last year and say, look at this. I mean, you know, right out of the gate.
They were better last year.
350 total yards against the Bengals the first week of the season.
And that was with who at quarterback?
That was with Deshaun.
That's right.
And then the second week at the Steelers, 408.
That's right. So they're cramming.
341.
They're putting this different offense in that probably doesn't. Well, it certainly hasn't meshed yet. Well, let's just leave it at that. It hasn't meshed yet. Who knows if it will. Brandon is in Elyria. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good.
Just a couple of things here. I don't know why Watson's playing terrible. We all agree. But I don't know why Stefanski isn't taking more of the blame. People talk about he's a great player.
That's all he did yesterday was take the blame. How many times in the postgame press conference, Jeff, did you hear him say, on the coaching staff, on me?
But he says that all the time.
I know. I agree. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
It all the time. We got to be better. Why are we bringing in the last 2 weeks? Can someone help me? Why are we bringing in Jameis Winston on a 3rd-and-1 and a 4th-and-1? A 4th-and-1 to run a QB sneak? Why don't you keep your $230 million man on the field and run it? This isn't inches. 1 yard in the NFL is tough to get, let alone where everybody in the world knows Jameis is coming in to run a QB sneak. Didn't get that.
But then they pitched it out yesterday.
I didn't understand that. Why?
Because they didn't want a QB because everyone believes that when he stands there, he's going forward with the ball. But that's been Kevin. It didn't matter him. He's done that with everybody, all these backup quarterbacks, right?
But it's 3rd-and-1. It was 3rd-and-1 when he brought Jameis in yesterday, correct? Or was that a 4th-and-1?
I think it was 4th because they were 2 for 3 on 4th down. So, yeah, I think it was 4th. It was 4th.
And we're throwing that type of pass? I don't get it. The organization needs to be held accountable. What has Andrew Berry done? We didn't pick up any running backs. Yeah, it's misleading.
You picked up Foreman. You did pick up Foreman.
And he admitted, and what did the coach say the very first game, Jeff, after the game? That's on me. I should have played Foreman more. I didn't.
They started him yesterday.
I don't understand it. We give Kareem Hunt away because whatever him and the coach got going on, he goes his first game with KC and averages 6 yards a carry. We don't run screens anymore. We don't roll out with Deshaun anymore. People want to blame Deshaun. It didn't matter if Peyton Manning or Brady was behind that. They're getting sacked as soon as he hikes the ball.
Can't argue with any of this.
Neither can we. I don't understand it. I wish the Haslams would come out and just say, you know what? Here's the deal. You're done calling plays. What's the point? I'm not big on Ken Dorsey myself. Why would you bring in someone to call plays and you're that stubborn that you don't give up the play calling? Something's got to change, guys. We're 1-4.
Brandon, I agree. I did think it was strange, Andy, that when you moved on from Alex Van Pelt and brought in another coordinator. And I think Kevin has done a really nice job since he's been here of calling plays.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised when they changed offensive coordinators that Kevin kept play calling duties. I thought that was a strange thing.
I'm sure that'll be a question in today's press conference.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought that was strange. If you're changing offensive coordinators, maybe you should change more than that. But if Kevin's still calling the plays and it's not the type of offense maybe that he had in place because you wanted to change it up, maybe you should let the other guy call him because you changed it and you brought him in to run a different kind of offense. Chuck's in Shaker Heights. Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. That last caller took my thunder a little bit. But anyway, I was just thinking, do the team or you think Stefanski give Deshaun Watson a chance to change the play at the line? I mean, most quarterbacks can do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Yesterday I saw him pointing. He was doing some was doing some audible.
You know, it's a whole lot of plays that Stefanski can run to slow that blitz down. You know, like I said, if your quarterback's going to drop back and then take off running, why not just call some quarterback draws or something, or some screen passes or something, or some screen to the tight ends? You got to slow the rush, the blitzing down, because all they're doing is pinning their ears back and coming in after your quarterback.
Chuck, that's a valid point.
There were two tight ends on the line all the time yesterday. Like I kept watching. I was like, oh, look at this, two tight ends on the line.
You could say if the plays worked, the play calling would have been fine. Well, the plays didn't work.
No, can we give Aiken credit for that touchdown catch?
That was fabulous.
That was a great catch
that
yesterday.
That was fabulous.